You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Oh, welcome back to the Real Estate Playground of the Future. We are having a great time today with Jean-Louis Guinchard. Did I get
perfect?
Oh, high five! Hashtag high five. He's the senior managing principal, super... Oh, God.
There you go.
Yeah,
You got one right.
From Silver Portal Capital. Besides being a founder and a senior managing principal, he's the compliance officer. I don't have to worry about getting out in front of my skis. We're going to go over some of the concepts that we've talked about during the show in case you're joining us late. First off, you guys are putting together some new products with one of my big clients, Inland Real Estate. High five to Mike Shearer and the boys up at Inland. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. As we talked a little bit earlier in your program, Inland has a very innovative solution for individuals that are trying to effect a 1031 exchange. They acquire commercial real estate properties, very high-quality core real estate property, and then package them as Delaware statutory trusts and then reoffer them to accredited investors. And they've done incredibly successfully in this product. I think they're 70 to 80% of the market today. There's no one that even comes close to, you know, the caliber and the quality and the breadth of the product that these guys have put together. And for all intents and purposes, you know, they offer such breadth and depth that, you know, the ability for individuals to be able to come into this product, it's really, you know, there's nothing quite like it in the market. We've seen other sponsors, but, you know, we have not, you know, yet endeavored to take on other sponsors at this point in time, just given sort of, you know, what we think it takes, you know, to be able to basically provide, you know, the caliber and the quality of the real estate to accredited investors.
Now, you've also stuck your toe in a very big way into the, we'll call it crowdfunding so people understand what we're talking about, but a very sophisticated way for certain types of people to invest in real estate, and you think this is going to take hold and going forward. Tell me a little bit about that.
Sure. Crowdfunding and a lot of people use crowdfunding a little bit loosely. You know, we like to say,
and we don't want to do that. The SEC will be on us.
That's exactly right. So it's more of an accredited investor portal, and so
okay.
This is purely for individuals that are very sophisticated, have a certain level of income, and that very understand sort of the transactions that they're actually getting into. But in this particular case, more importantly, we think sort of the theme of crowdfunding, the ability for individuals to be able to access information regarding real estate, regarding products and properties online is coming. We think that individuals will be able to buy real estate very similar to the way they buy, you know, mutual funds and they do their banking online. It's just a matter of time before individuals buy a quality piece of property or a slice of a quality piece of property from a quality sponsor in the near future. And that's coming quickly.
I have an article on the real estate capital markets, CMBS, from like the mid-80s. And it talked about the securitization business for real estate. And I wrote on the top of it in like my middle child's, you know, scratchy, this is the future of real estate. Well, now it sounds like that is.
That is. I would say to most of your listeners, beware of, you know, the sponsors and the individuals. Make sure, you know, the groups have incredible...
The compliance officer. Scare them from doing a bad deal with the wrong person.
Well, I just say you want to make sure you're buying quality real estate from a person that's been doing real estate. You know, we've done over... You know, we've raised over $17 billion in capital. You know, we've done $5 billion of that here at, you know, at Silver Portal. From all perspectives, you know, we work with some of the highest quality sponsors in the nation. And, you know, we typically co-invest alongside some of the biggest institutional investors. There's a lot of people out there that are going to be offering a lot of real estate online. A lot of it's not going to be high quality. It's not going to have the right sponsor. And it's certainly not going to be, you know, disclosed in a way that it should be disclosed. This is all about, you know, really you and your, you know, listeners getting access to, you know, high quality information, being able to access that, being able to determine whether or not this is a suitable, you know, investment for you. And more importantly, making sure that you get, you know, something that you feel very comfortable with and something that will provide the type of income, you know, that you most people are looking for, particularly now.
Now, I know that you work with a lot of different real estate organizations. We only have a few minutes left. So we talked a little bit about the CCIMs. Who are some of the firms that you do business with?
We work with, some of the top quality brokerage firms in the industry. So firms like NAI Global, Marcus Millichap, Colliers. We work with, very, very high quality firms. In fact, you know, we believe that, the quality of, you know, specific individuals and institutions is, paramount to, you know, everything that we do. And so we like to align ourselves with institutions that we consider to be, the type of you know, provide the type of information, the access to, you know, quality product that we see from those type of firms.
And then real quickly, because we're sort of getting up again, how much time do we have left there? 4 minutes. So we've got 2 minutes for you and then 2 minutes for me.
Perfect.
A quick overview of the trends on capital coming in from Latin America, since you were a private banker covering Latin America for many, many years.
Well, I'd say not only sort of on the private banking side, but also, you know, just in terms of sort of the institutional side of the business, which, you know, from a corporate finance and investment banking perspective, I think the capital flows, there are no borders. There is no such thing as a border at this point in time. And so I think you're going to continue to see flows work both ways. You know, where Americans and large institutional investors and individual investors are going to continue to invest in countries like Mexico and Brazil. You're going to continue to see investors in Mexico and Brazil invest very, very heavily in markets in the United States, looking to diversify sort of their holdings. I think every day, you know, that's just going to make it, you know, easier and easier to do. So from our perspective, I think it's ultimately, you know, making sure that people understand the risks and the returns and making sure that they're getting sort of access to the type of, you know, product that they're looking for. But the opportunities, in my opinion, you know, despite the fact that, you know, real estate prices have risen, I think on a risk-adjusted basis, U.S. real estate still is, you know, probably one of the best places to invest. It's, the cleanest legal system. It's, you know, one of the safest places to be. It's one of the areas where, you know, when you look at, you know, sort of, a, you know, the ability to invest in a place that's as diverse and as interesting as a place like Miami, it just doesn't get much better than this. And I think, you know, you compare that to other places in the world and other parts of our own country, you know, this is a really exciting place to be.
Wow. Jean-Louis Guinchard, how'd I do?
You did awesome.
Oh, thank you so much. You haven't done such a bad job yourself.
Thank you.
I promised everybody a real look into Wall Street and Main Street and how they intersect on International Drive in Orlando, I guess. but you really have, brought it down so that our listeners could really understand at, you know, our level, the things that you do at 10,000 square feet with a lot of the highest, most powerful, some of the most high-powered professional investors in real estate around the country. I want to thank you for flying across the country to see them and be on our show.
I really appreciate being here.
It's our pleasure.
Awesome.
Oh, listen, man, hopefully we'll have a chance to do more. Maybe we'll get out to San Diego, see you and some of our friends out on the West Coast. But I want to close the show. I want to thank some of the people that helped make all this possible. I want to thank South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine. We got to get you in there, Jean-Louis.
I'd love to do it.
All right. Well, you heard that, Kevin. We're getting them in there.